What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. You joined the pop-up show. Big O and Jester in the house. It's a Saturday night, and I'm super excited, man. We just got done with our, kind of final preliminary planning of season six and, just reading the run-through of it and what we got coming out from. Man, this is going to be good.
Man, if I was jealous, I'd say, what the hell were you doing with the pop-up show without me last night?
Trying to call your old ass.
And what was my old ass doing?
Sleeping. Like, right, I would have been had it not been fucking, like this far deep into the bottle. Oh, I forgot the background. You can't see it.
That's a big bottle, by the way.
So, no, the Whittier 562 artist showed up and he was like, man, are you drunk or high? I was like, it's Friday. I'm both. Why do you sound surprised?
Friday, my day.
Right? It's the weekend, fucker.
I can say chicken fucker. Chicken fucker!
They're not going to censor us. It's okay.
Fire the... Yeah, man. How things been rolling, man, other than that pop-up? Been doing good this past week?
Yeah, this week's been good. I've been busy. I got to spend a bunch of time in L.A. traffic, and that's always cool. If you ever have a chance to, don't. It's irritating because I only had 28 miles to go and it took me 2 hours to get there.
Well, at least you had a diaper on, right?
I mean, I just pee in a bottle, fucking Dumb and Dumber status, hand it to the cop. Don't drink that.
Pumpkin pie haircutter freak. Better mind your own business if you know what's good for you.
Oh, that's hilarious. That was like one of my fucking favorite scenes from that movie. Yeah. That same actor is in he's in a movie with Chelsea Grammer called Down Periscope, and he basically does that. He's like, he reminds me of the guy from Police Academy and Spaceballs, the blips and the fucking bleeps and the
Love Harlan Williams. He's a great stand-up comic. He did a couple shows, but he's an excellent actor too.
And my favorite part of that whole scene in Spaceballs is like, how many assholes I got on this ship? Yo, I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
I think one of his best movies, where he didn't have so much of a character role, was Something About Mary.
He was in that?
Yeah. 7 Minute Abs, baby.
That was him?
That was him.
Oh, Harlan Williams. Shit. I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, let's not forget Half Baked as well. I mean, he was wonderful in that.
Yeah.
Chong took him under his wing, right? Tommy Chong.
I'm somebody's bitch. That and when he was like, say it, he's like, butter stuff. No, butternuts. Butternuts.
6 minute abs, that's where it's at. Not 7 minute abs, not 8 minute abs, not 5 minute abs, Seven little monkeys sitting in a tree. That old rhyme. I know I'm fucking up the line, but it's good enough, right? Oh my gosh. Yeah, man, it's been crazy. So I was on Netflix and I was watching Kevin Smith's stand-up from 2018. And I remember reading about this, but it was just one of those fleeting moments that you forget about. But he had the Widowmaker right after that show. And I was watching it. It was really good, man. I was laughing my ass off. But to contemplate having a heart attack right after a show, and I mean a Widowmaker where, basically, you have a coronary to a point where your heart stops and you're basically dead. And if you don't have, medical attention right away, I mean, there's no coming back from it. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that saved his life, the one thing that he stands tried and true to is what? The same thing you put in your mouth every Friday and Saturday night.
Weed.
The doctor said because of the weed, he was calm. And because he was calm, he was able to control his breathing. And his heart was not going uncontrolled palpitations. So that prolonged, the time that he had to get medical attention and saved his life.
I've been saying it for years. Like you don't see me with cancer.
Yeah, but I haven't seen you have a heart attack either yet.
Right, and I don't have glaucoma.
Wait a minute. Your card says you got glaucoma.
Well, that's between me and the doctor that prescribes it.
The same doctor in Cannonball Run.
The weed doctor.
Oh, yeah. Looks like you got a cataract in there. We're going to have to take out that eye. Pulls out a fucking needle that long and shoots the nurse in the arm rather than you. Fuck, man. Oh, gosh.
But, yeah, no, I mean, it just, again, when I think what brought up the cannabis reviews that, you know, that we do, if you haven't seen them, check out our YouTube. You know, we, by popular demand, we do have a YouTube channel. Just search Rice and Beans Podcast. You know, it's same logo. We'll put the branding on everything because we didn't feel like making multiple logos.
Wait a minute. We're on YouTube? I thought we were on Spotify.
We're on both. We've been branching out.
Nice.
And you know, eventually we're gonna get around to putting up our episodes on the OnlyFans page.
Nice.
You know, shameless self-promotion. If you're out there and you play Elder Scrolls Online and you come across anybody that says any characters that say Rice and Beans Podcast, that's me.
Well, first of all, if you come across anyone that has characters named Rice and Beans Podcast, wipe off. All right, wipe that shit off because, you know, we don't want you to come across it. And then you talk to us. And don't forget, we've been bleaching our assholes for this.
And I don't voice chat on that game, so don't bother talking to me. Just, like, you send me a fucking quick, you know, whatever, I'll send you an autograph over the game. But, like, I don't do voice chat on that game. That shit gets annoying.
No friend requests? I can't friend request you?
I'm on Xbox Live, Rice and Beans Podcast.
Speaking of friend requests... What the fuck is going on with Facebook? I mean, I'm here trying to mind my own business, and I drop memes out there to make people laugh, and bitches be throwing shit all over there like friend me. And then I look, you know, who is this person? That's all I'm looking. And I see three lines of new pictures that were just recently created. I'm like, really? Really? I'm going to friend you? You got nothing in there. How do I know you're not Taliban?
Right? I was like, if I want to see fucking pictures of tits, I'll go on Instagram. That's what that shit's for.
Or xxxn.com or xnn, whatever the fuck it is, you know.
I'll trek over to fucking Thought Hub if I want to see you for free.
I didn't want to go to your fans only.
You had to pay for that shit. But yeah, no, I think it's fucking... I don't know, it's kind of stupid. Like, you get all these people that pay for... That, but I guess that's where the leaks come from, so I guess good on them. They're willing to spend the money.
I've been doing this for a few years with you, and now I'm already famous with all these weird bitches that have fans only.
Right? It's kind of weird, like, fucking be walking around, and people, like, fucking notice you all of a sudden. You're like, hey, aren't you? I'm like, I don't know. Who are you?
Aren't you that guy from Rice and Beans Podcast? No. I'm Bill Murray.
I'm like, if you enjoyed it, I'm Jester. If you did not, my name is Tom.
Tom. Yeah, it's the weirdest thing, man. It's not like we're, you know, infamous or famous or anything of the sort, but all of a sudden, these hood rats are coming out of nowhere. It's just like, you know, I don't friend anybody. I just don't friend you just because you want to be friends. I don't want to buy anything you're selling. I don't want to learn about, you know, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You know, just leave me alone.
I'm selective, motherfucker.
Yeah, highly selective. And, you know, hey, to a testament, as we've said before, when you reached out to me on Facebook Messenger, I did the same thing to you.
True. Yeah, you know, I had to reach out through that group post. Like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, I was like, I ain't showing you my dick. And you're like, I don't want to see your dick. I'm like, I'm still not showing it to you. And I don't want to see your dick either.
All right, well, that's going to, like, make the deal less sweet, but I can still work with that.
Well, you put on lipstick and call yourself Mrs. Esterhaus. Okay, that's about as far as I'm going. Calm down, Caitlyn Jenner.
And it's been fucking, and it's been epic ever since.
Oh, yeah. It's been like a whirlwind, like Cinderella with us.
And, you know, it's been good, dude. I mean, like, I dug when we did the comedian season, the Spotlight Comedian. Because that was wonderful. It was fun to do that because we get to brush up on like a lot of like I got to brush up on a lot of stand up that I hadn't seen in years, and had forgotten all the good jokes, and then you know go to watch it again. I was like, fuck, this is why this motherfucker made the list.
Yep. And then, you know, we were talking about some of our favorite comedians, one of which was Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. And recently on Facebook, someone posts in there, you know, the time when Eddie Murphy was making fun of Bill Cosby, you know, talking about curse words, you know, you can't say filth, filth, farm, farm, filth, and filth, and filth, and filth. I don't remember ever saying filth, filth, farm, 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 filth. I said, fuck. But I never said no filth, filth, farm, 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 filth. You know what I'm talking about. You can't be saying that kind of stuff around children. Well, fuck you. And, you know, and I remember watching that. And, of course, you know, I take it out of context, the whole stand-up routine. But as a kid, as a teenage, young preteen and teen watching Eddie Murphy stand-up, even Richard Pryor stand-up, you know, I was memorizing these lines and saying it at school, you know, word for word, verbatim. And, you know, you remember this stuff. And it's like, yeah, you know, he was really ripping on Bill Cosby. But then again, who the fuck is Bill Cosby trying to tell people not to say what they're going to say? And then he's all fucking putting Mickey's in drinks and whatnot.
It was like Jim Jefferies said during one of his stand-up, they went to see Bill Cosby because they wanted to see a good, wholesome comedian who didn't rape.
Yeah, that wasn't happening. He was dipping his spoon in somebody's pudding, if you know what I mean.
Right? With the fingering and the raping and the fingering. Oh,
they sleeping, but I'm still doing my business. And then fucking right when he shoots off, Kool-Aid jumps into the wall going, oh, yeah.
So that made me think about that fucking meme that was like, it's the greatest debate. Is he the Kool-Aid or is he the fucking pitcher?
No, I think he was one of the gang from Fat Albert going, hey, me, Fat Abbott, I'm going to shoot my load into the cool. Mushmouth, you know? So yeah, we had a lot of good times coming up with that stuff. I remember when we were bringing up that seed of thought with the whole season with the stand up, and the light in your eyes just lit up. It's just like, you know, you had a whole new, you know, fervor for wanting to do this podcast that we were doing, and you know, I was loving the fuck out of it because we're coming up with, you know, all this stuff, and we came up with that whole season in about the equivalent of 2 days work, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, we both got day jobs, and you know, like this is, you know, like this isn't paying the bills yet. On the day that it comes, like you'll know, you'll fucking know for sure, because we're gonna fucking beat that dead horse to a pulp. But
we'll be on the show with tuxedos,
right? The fucking those Dumb and Dumber tuxedos too, the bright orange and the fucking bright blue.
Yeah. I'll do the dance, motherfuckers,
and I'll bring the fucking binoculars.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right, man. We're not paying the bills with this. We're just having a lot of fun. And we'll continue having fun, even if we do pay the bills. But that's, you know, long term, right?
Right. And, you know, it's good. Like, you know, like I just talked to somebody today that was, you know, trying to get into, you know, content creation and getting out on social media and you know, followers, likes, subscribe, you know, like, and by the way, the fucking that button is right down there somewhere. Find it, hit it.
Yeah, there it is. I see it.
And it's, you know,
it works.
Like, so I told him, I was like, you see, it's just that easy. He did it in like 2 seconds. Like, it's not going to take you fuckers long to do it. Go ahead. Come on. We'll wait. Anyways.
Okay.
That's enough time. It was 2 seconds. All right. So I'm talking, and then, you know, kind of just the moral of the story was like, you got to have fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
if wait, we have morals?
The story does. I didn't say I did.
You scared me there.
Yeah, the morals of an alley cat. And if you're old enough to get that one, make sure you fucking, you know, take the dentures out and soak them in your fucking cup or whatever the fuck it is tonight. So, yeah, but basically it was just it. What I think where this show kind of, like, for me, like, got a lot more fun was that it, getting to, like, do more of, like, the creative, like, idea, like, just the random bullshit ideas that, like, it'll be funny, but, in at the, you know, at the time didn't have the personnel or the equipment to pull it off. And now that, you know, we're getting to the point that, you know, we do, and this is why we're doing more pop-up episodes, and, you know, season six, you know, tentatively is going to drop in, you know, late May, early June. And it's so that we can, you know, film all this stuff and get it in the episode. And so, mm-hmm. you know, and, but it's going to be good. It'll be worth the wait. And I believe these are ideas that have been cooking for a long fucking time. And so it's not like, it's just like, we're, you know, just fucking throwing some bullshit up in front of a green screen that we, you know, didn't put any thought into. Like, no, like, these jokes have been cooking for quite some time. So,
yeah, and so it's similar with both of us. I find that I'll have a joke that's been stewing in your head, and vice versa. I mean, we're just lobbing them back and forth and just wiffle balling these things.
Yeah, and that's like a really good part of like the creative process. And, you know, so if you're out there and you're thinking about getting into this stuff, you know, it's a process. It's a labor of love. You know, but it's definitely a labor. Like, you know, there's a lot of like behind the scenes stuff that work that goes into. You know, not just our show, but any other show out there that you see, mm-hmm. You know, that has some kind of production to it. Like, you know, people sit there and think about this shit, or they, you know, they take the time to like try to entertain you. So, you
and
know,
before,
like,
you ladies get all, you know, butthurt about this labor of love quotation that we're using, just think of it this way. For a man, it's not really a labor of love. Yeah, in the context it is, but it's more like a lot of Percocet and not being able to poop. And then finally one day you're off the Percocet and then you take a turd that's like Randy Marsh. And you're like 3.9 Currix going, hot, oh. Been on the toilet and going 6 feet up, you know. That's our labor of love that we're talking about. We shit this stuff out. And believe you me, it's good shit.
I believe it. It is good.
you like how I bring it together, you know? I just kind of pack it up and is shoot it out. And so everybody understands where we're coming from.
It really tied the room together.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to spray the room after you're done, you know, a little bit. Oh, my gosh. I like to think that I'm the packed beans of your rice, and then together we just put it together.
That's how it works out. Like, he's the DJ, I'm the MC. Like, you know, that kind of thing.
Two turntables and microphone, motherfucker.
Yeah. And speaking of which, getting the opportunity to do, you know, like, since... like, it's in the in-between, like, periods for everybody, for everything that's going on. I've been lucky enough to get the house band in here more frequently. And so
nice.
We're going to be doing more Rice and Beans radios. We're going to be I'm going to try to get them on a camera. But other than MTB, they're kind of shy. But, you know, like, maybe we'll just, like, put the bass player and the guitar player in the back line. And then we'll just have MTB join us because, you know, like... You know, we love he likes being on the camera.
Maybe we should get Kurt Loder in here, a 75, you know, age man, trying to do some of our stuff for us for free. Remember when he was the shit back in the day in MTV?
Fuck, yeah, that'd be nice. I haven't heard of that name in, oh my God. That took me back to Star Wars. Now that's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah, he remembers the time that we did the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs.
You right?
Yeah, I mean, shit.
It was one of those. Oh man, that'd be fucking epic.
Wouldn't it be though?
Yeah, dude.
Like, look at me. Look where I'm at. I'm on this stupid show, and then you know, being Kurt Loder.
Where are they now? That's what we'll title that episode. If we get a celebrity from back in the day, where are they now?
Oh my God, that'd be so freaking awesome. Any celebrities that want to come back out in limelight and get like one or two viewers, come on down.
Dice Bad, we're looking at you. Looking right at you. If the Dice Man wants to come on Rice and Beans, we'll roll out the red fucking carpet. I'm not gonna pick up the coke, but I'm sure he'll bring his own.
You know what? For anybody, okay? We'll roll out the red carpet for practically anybody. Beetlejuice, if he come out of the grave. And I'm talking about the one from Howard Stern Show.
You talking about Michael Keaton for a second? I'm like, he's dead.
No, he's not. He's doing wonderful.
Man, I told a joke last night and it didn't fucking land because there was people that didn't know that Meatloaf was dead.
Oh my gosh. Did you have to put ketchup on it?
I did. I had to catch him up. And so the joke, if you haven't heard the joke, it goes like this. What do my refrigerator and the morgue have in common? They both got cold meatloaf chilling inside.
Because when it came to the COVID shot, he goes, I will do anything for love, but I won't do that.
I thought that, I finally figured out that it was staying alive.
Oh, no, it's anal. Everybody knows he's talking about anal. Because, you know, he'll do anything for love, but he won't be pegged.
He was in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. You know goddamn well he does it for love.
That is true. He was in there.
Or for 50 bucks, whichever comes first.
Well, then he had tits, too, in Fight Club.
Well, see, there you are. Moobs. Man boobs. Man cans.
They were pretty big, and, you know, for a big man, they're pretty nice on TV. I'm just saying.
Do you like that side boob? Well, you shouldn't, because that's my side boob.
It's like, would you like to see those things? Yeah, I would.
Fucking Ron White. All
right. That's right.
Rolling back up.
Rolling back. I think I've seen enough now.
That was my favorite. One of my favorite fucking parts of his stand-up was he was like, they invited me to the strip club, and I didn't want to go, but I went anyways, because you know how it is.
All right. All right, so we're not doing any shows on anything, but I'm going to tell you a story. You love my stories, right?
So absolutely.
Here's a good story. I was going to school out here back in 91 in Arizona, and we go to a place on the south side of Phoenix called Van Buren Street. And Van Buren Street runs east to west, so it's, you know, through the bigger parts of Phoenix area on the south side. And there's hookers all through that time, you know, all down that street. It's ramped up and a lot better now. But back in the day, it was really bad.
That was Van Buren. Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. E-U-R-A-N. Okay. But any case, we go to this place. And okay. And we can make jokes about this all day long. The Blue Moon. So, yeah, I know. But it was not a gay club like in Police Academy. So calm down. Anyway, so there's a 6'5" guy that's kind of got some sort of disease or whatever, and he's always reaching over and doing all these moves and whatnot, and he wants to go see these girls over there. And the first tip off that this wasn't going to be good should have been
that he was like 50 reach cent carbon.
Huh?
That he was always giving reach arounds?
Yeah, no. See, we hadn't walked in yet, and he tells me it's a 50 cent cover charge. So 50 cent cover charge, that should red flag you. But I'm thinking, okay, 50 cent cover charge. What the next red flag should have been is BYOB. Wait, what? I could bring my own beer inside? Yeah, you can, after the 50 cent cover charge. This doesn't sound right.
Nice.
In any case, we go into this 50 Styles nightclub with red drapes, you know, and a disco ball and lights on a small stage and a room that's packed enough for like, you know, 40 people for like a late night stand up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting out there and, you know, the announcer comes in. Okay, well, we got some new visitors here. We're going to bring Cherry out to the stage. Cherry, going to pop it out for everyone. So keep in mind, I'm 18 at the time. Yeah, I think I was 18. No, I was 19 at the time because it was going into 1992 at the time. And out walks this 40-something-year-old woman, and she must have had tits that she could tuck in her socks. Then she had tassels, and she was helicoptering up on stage. And we're talking big fans. She almost lifted off the ground with the you know, centripetal motion.
I picture
that
you
creating.
Sitting there like the dude in the Maxell commercial, like we fucking sits in that chair and.
Oh my god, man! And all I can hear is this retard, and I call him a retard. No offense to anybody that's retarded, but he was retarded, sitting in his chair, drinking his beer, going. Just that laugh, it made me die laughing. I could not keep a straight face looking at a 40-something-year-old woman going, whack, 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 whack. And you could see the track marks on her arms from
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, man. we stayed there for another couple of answers, and it didn't get any better. It just got worse from there. And it was like, okay, you know what? I'm walking home. I know how to get home. You know, I'd been there for long enough to figure out my ways on the streets. I go, it'll take me a while, but I'm walking home. I'm out of here. And finally he goes, okay, okay, we'll go. We'll take you. But fuck's sakes, man. Talk about a night of my life.
One of the craziest fucking things at a strip club that happened to me, besides getting a fucking refund on a lap dance, was true story. I'm in Australia, right? And I'm at this strip club. And
was it a kangaroo?
They had a kangaroo on the door, and so I'm at this strip club, and it's getting late, and it's like the fucking, like, it's Friday night, and I gotta go, I gotta be back at the fucking airport at like 7 a.m, and it's like an hour and a half away from my hotel, so, like, I gotta be out of the hotel by like fucking 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, just to get there and, like, get on the plane, and, like, it's fucking getting to be like fucking 2 o'clock, 2:30. And like, I tell the guys that, you know, we're out with, like, the guys that I met down there that fucking, they're the partiers of the fucking company. And so they're like, oh, it's your last night in town. Dude, you got to come party with us, like, party. And like, we'll have you home early. We'll have you home by like fucking 3. And I'm like, Dick, I have to be at the airport by 7. Like, I can't miss this fucking flight. I will get fired for sure. So, like, 3:30 at the latest. I'm like, I could sleep on the plane. I got 15 hours to fucking do nothing and sleep. So, like, I don't care about being tired. I'll sleep in the cab. I'm not driving. And so it's getting, like, close to, like, fucking 2:30. I'm like, yo, I don't want to be a buzzkill. But, like, remember I told you I still got to go back to the hotel, pack my shit, and, like, get to the airport. And they're like, on the way to the hotel, we should go to the brothel. They have great waffles and chai there. I'm like, if that is your selling point for taking me to the fucking brothel, take me straight back to the hotel right now.
Wait a minute. How were the waffles made? Were the butt cheeks pop marked and they put the batter in there?
I have no idea. And now that I'm thinking about it, the waffles and chai down in Australia may mean something completely different than it means here. I don't know, like, Australia fans, if you're out there, let us know. is that fucking, did I make the right call? Did I say just take back to the hotel, or fucking should I have stopped for the special waffles and chai? Let us know.
I don't know about waffles and chai, but waffles and fried chicken are amazing.
Right? Fucking they don't have good waffle houses out here. Like, if you want like a proper waffle house, like, you got to go to the East Coast. And
well, you could come to Arizona and visit me. We got Lolo's Chicken and Waffles, and they're pretty amazing, man.
We have Roscoe's out here.
Yes.
And fucking Sco's is the shit. But even then, like, when you, it's just like, it's different though. Like, the way they cook the shit, the way they prep the shit, it just has a whole completely different taste. Like, when you're out on the East Coast, like, going to waffle houses out there versus, like,
oh yeah,
yeah. Like, again, like, Sco's is the only one in, like, California that, you know, that I would say is, like, you know, like, could, you know, a good place to get the fucking waffles and chicken. But
right,
like, I've been to different places in Vegas that boasted it, but it never, like, it wasn't even as good as, like, Roscoe's. So I'm like, this is definitely not going to fucking compete with the shit that I had in, like, you know, when I was out on the East Coast. So I'm like,
So what kind of food have you been to before that you've kind of regretted and everyone keeps saying how good it is?
Fucking anything labeled diet.
Diet Pepsi?
Yeah. Like, we inadvertently picked up some fucking diet tonic water. we're gonna mix drinks and, like,
wait a minute, how do you have diet tonic water? It's tonic water.
I know, that's what I'm like, how do you make it even less tasty? Let's make it fucking diet.
You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna add shit to this and make it taste like shit.
That would be a good question for Mix It the next time Mix It's on the show, is like, what's up with the fucking you know, the diet tonic water. Like, if you're out there and you know, like, let us know. We're, you know, we're watching the chat. Pop on in. Let us
know. It has to be sugar. I mean, there. What else would it be, right?
They piss in it a little less. I don't know.
A little more, a little less vinegar. Is that what you're saying?
Right. The fucking, the people that are fucking making it sweat into the vat a little bit less.
Talk about hogtied.
Oh my god! I don't know why this that reminded me. I'm like, oh, there's a prize in it. Like that chick that was on fucking social media selling her farts in a jar for like fucking thousands of dollars. And the yep. first thing that came to my mind was like, oh look, there's a prize in this one.
There's a little Hershey's Kiss. Wait, what?
Like the treat at the bottom of a cereal box.
Yeah, she went to the hospital for that, and then she had to quit doing the fart in a jar thing. I guess she was doing it wrong. I guess she rosebudded, pink socked it.
Oof. Ouch.
Had to stuff it back in there and then sew it back up to keep the anus inside.
Ow. Fuck.
So I'm not going to name this restaurant because, you know, they're pretty big in Las Vegas. I'm going to say that. But, you know, they do have a big LED weight distributor to find out how much you weigh. And if you're over a certain amount, you eat for free. And they actually had a business here in Arizona. And I remember all the guys telling me, oh, you got to eat at this place. You know, they dress all hot and, you know, they spank you and all this other stuff.
The heart attack knows about us. It's cool. Like, I hit him up the last time I was out there.
Great. So you say the name, but I don't. Man, so, okay, I'm going to give him a chance, all right? I'm going to say that it was only here in Arizona that it was bad. They might be good in Vegas. But in Arizona, man, I went to this place and the burger just... Have you ever watched Good Burger?
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
You know when they put that growth hormone inside the burger and it plumps up and then it just kind of looks like cardboard? That's what it looked like. That's what it tasted like. And on top of it, it was spicy, so it burned your mouth and there was no flavor. Oh, and the fries were all greasy and didn't even have, you know, they were just like, bleh.
Oh, what? No. The Vegas one is not like that at all, dude. Like, I mean, it's Vegas. Their food is always fucking top notch. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you know, I'm hoping for that because when I went there, it was just like disgusting.
You know what? We really need to do a fucking
bar hop.
Like Fuck Checker and I did it. And it's on our Instagram. If you guys want to go and see like a lot of the cool bars that are on, you know, in the downtown area. And that's where predominantly where I hang out when I go, because the strip is just too much bullshit. It's just like, it's over fucking crowded. It's over expensive. Like you get a fucking pay to park places now. And I'm like, no, fuck that. Downtown, brand new, like fucking casinos, hotels, a lot of fucking super cool bars, a lot of fucking place, like, you know, local bars too. If you go like past the canopy, on like not to where the fucking plaza is, but on the other side, where the canopy ends, like the strip still continues to go down, and there's a lot of like the local bars where like the locals drink, and those places are super fucking cool too. And so we've started like way at the end, and we told everybody like that they're like, you're only getting one drink. I'm like, no, dude. We're planning to make every fucking bar between here and the plaza before the fucking end of the weekend. They're like, oh, shit. And we're like, that's right, motherfucker. Peace. And we fucking bounce. And so everybody, like, we took pictures with people. There were, like, fucking bartenders that were, like, fucking, like, had them, like, fucking jump in on a video. Like, hey, fucking, they're at so-and-so. He's almost there. Got, you know, a little bit more to go. That kind of thing. And... dude, it was so much fun. We definitely need to do that. We got to do that fucking bar crawl from one end of the fucking downtown strip all the way to the other. So
look, man, I got blacked out drunk in Japan, all right? I got blacked out drunk, and I still made the train to my station to Shinagawa District, still made it into my room, so I'm down.
And it's not like we got to do the shit in one night. It's like we have Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like
one night. We'll get it done. We'll have a tiger jump at us.
Fucking, we do that in one night, we'll be jumping at the fucking tigers.
There's a problem. How?
We're going to end up in part of the fucking Blue Man Show. And they'll be like, who with these fuckers? The only two in green and the rest of them are in blue.
And then we're going to have like scoliosis type jackets or the whole, you know, thing so we can hold up our phones so we're constantly live and videotaping as we move along.
Yeah, that whole weekend that we're out there, it's going to be like a nonstop barrage of live videos. Like, yeah, unless we're passed the fuck out, which, you know, happens.
Well, as long as we have like those monkey leashes, you know, the backpacks with the handle on it and fuck checkers holding us and guiding us over, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's basically how it ended last time too, because you know, back in the day I was back at that time I was like a good fucking 40 pounds heavier, so like it mm-hmm. took me a lot longer to get messed up than it, you know, than it takes her, because she's, you know, she's just like not even like fucking half of that. So she stopped and I kept going, and it was like, no, come on, we're going over here now. Leave those people alone.
Yeah, I'm so down for that. That'd be a lot of fun, because that's one thing I could do. I can drink.
Me too.
I know what to do with drinks. I know where to put the drinks, and I can keep going with drinks.
And we're going to hit up like all I did some fucking preliminary scouting for us, and I know the bars that are we down to fucking hop on camera, and there's this one bar that's down there that everybody goes to. We got to try to, like, if you know, we got to try to get a couple of those bartenders on interview, because they're fucking awesome. It's called Coyote Ugly. It's like Coyote Ugly. It's called Hogs and Heifers.
Nice.
And it's a biker bar, like a biker style bar. It's a whiskey bar. Oh, and yeah. The bartenders all super fucking hot and like super fun. Like they have a megaphone that they like pass around and shit. Like they get up on the bar and dance like all together, like just like in the fucking movie. And then there was this one dude, I remember I was there one time and he's on his phone and the bartender sees him and she's like, "Hey, put your fucking phone away. What the fuck are you doing? I'm talking to you." And he's not paying attention to her. And she's like, "Over here. Look at me, motherfucker. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me." And she like fucking pulls her fucking shirt up. And so like she was just like, and then like this big fucking buff dude like walks in and he's got like this fucking shirt on and it's super tight, and the fucking one of the bartenders grabs the megaphone and she's like, "Nice shirt. Does your little brother know you have it?"
Nice.
And then the other one fucking like after he orders his shot, she from the other end of the bar with the fucking other megaphone, "Stop buying clothes at Baby Gap."
Yo, if we're going in there, then we got to get two blowjobs. Just to see what they say. And yeah, folks, that is a drink, so.
And they don't allow filming in there, but I'm wondering if like we hit them up ahead of time and we plan the shit out, you know.
Well, I'm sure they wouldn't mind us, you know, doing a quick pop-up, you know, so that way we could put it in our, you know, daily repertoire of going through different bars.
And this is where you, the viewers, come in handy.
Yes. You know, all I picture when you brought that up was Pee Wee Herman on the motorcycle after he does his little dance. Goes right through the freaking sign and falls off the bike. Epic night out. Oh yeah, we should get those type of shoes and do tequila.
That's gonna be me and Big O at the end of the night, the fucking, yes. Doing the Pee Wee Herman. Oh man, yeah, so there's so many fucking cool bars down there, and like, you know, like the whole area is just fucking awesome. I like going there. The new that new fucking casino that they just put up down there, mm-hmm. not the Encore, I forget what it's called, but fucking it's the same people that made the hotel the D.
Nice. And yeah, we'd have a lot of fun. That would probably be the first three episodes of season 7.
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
maybe four or five episodes, depending on how many we hit.
I'm sure, like, in a weekend, me and Fuck Checker made it from one end. We made it to the plaza, and we had the one last drink, and I didn't even want to fucking drink it. It was that kind of a weekend where my liver was like, straight, fuck you, don't do it.
Like a Vietnam vet in your side gut there.
He was all, I thought you loved me, motherfucker, you lying son of a bitch. And we
so your liver's looking at you going, I thought you people didn't drink like that. And you're like, what do you mean, you people? And then your gut's like, what do you mean, you people?
So I ordered the one fucking drink, and I'm like, let me just get one shot. And the waitress looks at me. She's like, are you sure? I'm like, I have to do this. We made it from one end of the strip to here. This is the last bar that I need to drink at to say that I drank at every bar in downtown Vegas. And she was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, look at me, bitch. Do I look like I'm kidding you? I'm like, I'm Mexican. I should not be more pale than her.
Nice.
And she starts laughing, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Bring me the fucking drink so I can get this shit over with. My fucking liver is killing me already.
It feels like I've been kicked in the side by a freaking Buddhist monk.
And I picked up the shot, and I'm like, and we're the three best friends that anyone could have.
What movie was that? It's like, what's her face in Indiana Jones, oh. Right? And she's like,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, man. Well, you know, I'm not going to say it's going to be any better with me. It's going to be worse for you because I'm just going to keep on doing it. I'm a juggernaut when it comes to that stuff.
No, it's not going to be worse for me because I weigh more than you.
No, it's going to be worse for you because I'm going to be doubling up everywhere we go. And I'm still going to keep going.
You're going to have to carry me. And I weigh a lot more than you do. So that shit is not going to be fun for you.
No. I'm going to give you the same advice that was given to me when I got blackout drunk in Japan. Your fat American ass sleep where you fall. I no carry you. You sleep wherever you go. That's what he told me. And I looked him dead square in the face. Dead. Pan in my eyes. And I said, bitch, I'm Mexican. I drink you under the table. I'll get blackout. I'll wander where I need to go.
Motherfucker, I will be imposing and ask for a fucking piggyback ride. I have no shame when I'm that drunk.
I'm sure you don't, but I'll have a wagon, and you can sit your ass in a wagon, and I'll pull
perfect.
You.
Perfect.
Because I ain't carrying your ass. I've seen you. You're bigger than me. I am not carrying you. This is not Vietnam. We are not in the middle of a firefight. I am not putting you over my shoulders to save you. But I do love you. I might drag you a little bit.
That would be fucking funny to walk into a bar, like fucking doing the fireman's carry and put me down. And it's like smack me. Hey, wake up. We're at the next bar. It's time to drink. And
I can do that.
And I'll just snap out of it and be like, oh, let's do this.
Yeah. You snort the salt. You throw the lemon over your shoulder and you throw the drink in your face because you got a drinking problem.
So, yeah, there you go. Something to look forward to for season 7, folks. And then, you know, we still got season 6 ready to start shooting. Then we're going to, you know, be doing that soon. We're going to have a lot of guests on, and we're going to be doing yep. a lot more cool shit that we had, you know, previously wanted to do. But now we're going to get around to it. And this season is going to be really good. And the following season after that.
Oh, yeah. And our last thing for when we go to a bar is we're going to have syringes and we're going to fill it up with, you know, top shelf, and we're going to shoot it right in our buttholes because that's where you absorb the alcohol the best, man. We're going to do it just like Motley Crue.
The fucking butt chug like on Jackass.
Oh, fuck yeah. Butt chug it, man. Jackass did it. Motley Crue did it before Jackass. You know, big bands, you know, hair bands back in the day, the 80s. That was the fucking drinking era. That's what we're doing. We're not going to mainline. Maybe we'll mainline, but you know, we'll keep it civil. Okay, we won't keep it civil. We might sniff ants like Ozzy Osbourne did, We'll have fun. We'll do it in the right way. We'll respect the cops, and I'll drag you a little bit. Maybe do a fireman carry once or twice, and then make your ass stay there. But we'll have fun.
And you know what? If we fucking run into like a crowd or a line, the fucking here's what you do. I did this at an Oktoberfest, trying to get to a bathroom.
Fire!
No. Even better. My buddy was really drunk, right? And so I'm like, he's stumbling. If he has to go piss, I'm like, all right, come on, fucker, I'll help you. So I got him around the fucking arm, and I'm like fucking carrying him. I'm like, and the line's long. I'm like, motherfucker, we're almost at the bathroom. Don't you fucking throw up. And the fucking people part like the Red Sea and fucking beeline right to the fucking toilet. I'm like, get in there. Go fucking throw up. And he's like, I don't have to throw. Shut the fuck up. I'm like, it's like fucking throw his ass in the bathroom. I'm like, he'd be all right. he just had one's ziggy zoggies too many.
ziggy zoggy, oi, oi, oi.
Oh, that's my favorite part of Oktoberfest is fucking everybody fucking has out the fucking big steins and they fucking, you know, the DJ or the MC for the night fucking comes out and ziggy zoggy, and then fucking everybody goes ape shit and fucking like starts chugging beer.
That's one thing I loved about the man show whenever they did the ziggy zoggy.
Oh, the fox. Oh my God. That guy was my fucking hero. Fucking
yeah, the boom, fox. Boom.
My pops told me that he was in the military with and stationed up in Alaska, and he says that he met a dude that could actually do that. So he's like some big fucking farmer white boy from the fucking like the Midwest. He's like he would just fucking take two big mugs of beer and everybody would like fucking start cheering. He was just like whoop, whoop, and done. Like fucking like full size big mugs. And I'm like, God damn.
I can get about 16 ounces down in one shot when I'm really relaxed. Calm down, dudes with big dicks. It's not like that. I got to relax the throat, maybe cup the balls, and it'll go right down.
Some people that we know would fucking endorse that.
Oh, man. Yeah, good times ahead, people. Love the pop-up. Love the reaching out to you. Season 6 is going to be in the can before we know it. In Season 7, the drinking games are going to be ensuing.
You know, and don't forget, hit us up. Like, we're going to be doing these pop-up shows. Like, you know, we always taking requests. We all, you know, shout out to the people that, you know, that have been sending us stuff on Facebook or on Instagram. You know, like funny stories, funny things. So, hey, we're open to everything. Like we said from the get-go, nothing's off the table. Nothing's off limits. And anything can be funny if you put enough effort into it.
And yeah, like what we talked about earlier about a council member in Africa, Zimbabwe.
Adolf Hitler. Look it up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, 2020 was fucking crazy. Fucking Hitler took office again.
Well, I think that was in 2018. You know, he was burning it up back then. I think the ash fell down in 2020 for him. But I think he's still doing strong. He's in the stratosphere, so to speak. You know, he's keeping the man down and burning up the predecessors and everybody else that get in his way.
And if you're wondering how somebody named Adolf Hitler took office in Africa, you might want to crack open a fucking history book. Look up Uncle Rommel.
German towns all over the place.
Right?
Good times.
Gotta let him know. There's your Easter egg for next time. Let us know. Let us know where he's from. We'll give you a prize. All right, guys. Well, we've had fun on this pop-up show. We are going to fucking head out for the night. Enjoy the rest of this weekend. We hope you enjoy yours. Until next time, take it easy. Peace.
Peace.